Hello, this is Jonathan Wolfert. You can call me John. Thank you for streaming or downloading this file. Just by way of introduction, you should know that I grew up in New York listening to WABC radio in the 60s and early 70s. That station had a big influence on my life in many ways, as you'll hear. Eventually, I was able to work at PAMS, the company in Dallas, Texas, who made the WABC jingles for a long time. After a few years, I started my own company, Jam Creative Productions. Jam has been doing the jingles for WABC since 1975. This is a documentary about the history of WABC's jingles. It was first heard on Rewound Radio, where I do a weekly show. It aired over the course of 3 weeks in December 2019. We've edited together all of the segments into one continuous piece. What you're about to hear is the original source audio, with a few improvements. It was not recorded as an air check off the air from Rewound Radio, so it doesn't have the great audio processing, the compression and EQ, that the station adds. That processing certainly does make it sound more like Top 40 radio, and it certainly helps my voice, but I'm presenting the unprocessed version because it's the purest way to hear the jingles. And that is what this is all about.
It's jingle time on Rewound Radio with John Wolfert.
Once upon a time, there was a radio station.
WABC AM and FM, New York.
77 WABC.
Yeah, Big Dan back again. Thank you, Doug. We got music for you. That's the music.
77 WABC.
This song is super hit number 5.
The station developed a sound.
All American radio in New York town. Big Dan Ingram on the go on 77 radio.
Hey, little Mary Wells, goody for this is my guy. Hitline rated number 9. The super hit sound is WABC. 20 past 3.
Nothing you can say can tear me away from my guy.
And the sound became part of tens of millions of lives.
Well, there it is, the new year, everybody. Cousin Brucey in the brand new year with all my friends here. And I hope everybody all over America listening right now in Canada and South America and Africa. We're getting letters from West Africa now. It's just really great. Everybody, happy new year, and I hope 1968 is really great for you.
The station, of course, was WABC Radio in New York City. And for a time, it was the highest-rated radio station in America. Today, we're going to create a brief history of the jingles made for and used by WABC. I use the word brief because there have been so many WABC jingles recorded over the station's lifetime that it would literally take days to play and talk about all of them. So we'll focus on the most memorable and interesting jingle moments in the station's tenure as a music station. Now, why are we doing this? Well, the most obvious reason is that if you were a fan of WABC at any point, this will hopefully bring back some fun memories for you. But it's also a must if you're interested in the history or evolution of radio jingles. It's not just about what listeners in New York heard. It's about your hometown station as well, because at its peak, WABC was so influential and dominant that it affected what hundreds of other stations worldwide did, and that includes the jingles many of those stations used.
The New York Sound
also became
the Birmingham Sound, the Cleveland Sound, the Dallas Sound, the Ontario Sound, the West Coast Sound, the London Sound.
The sound spread everywhere, but of course there was only one original.
77 Music WABC.
Not surprisingly, Rick Sklar said it best. Rick was the program director of WABC in its heyday, and he became a friend and a mentor. In his book, Rockin' America, he wrote this, quote, "An entire generation lived their lives with WABC. its jingles, its music, and even its sponsors imprinted forever in their memories. No other generation of radio listeners was ever part of a group in which so many of one's friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers so intensely shared the same listening experience, unquote.
WABC, 77 WABC.
Now, before we start discussing the jingles, let's get into a little background on the radio station itself. It was first put on the air in 1921 by Westinghouse Electric Corporation. That's the same company that had started KDKA in Pittsburgh. On May 12, 1923, the station was sold to Radio Corporation of America, better known as RCA. It was originally licensed to Newark, New Jersey, with the randomly assigned call letters WJZ. And it would keep those call letters for the next 30 years.
WJZ, New York. The FCC, the government commission, requires us to say this program is all recorded. Did you get that, USA?
At various times, ownership was transferred, not sold, to different corporate entities. For example, on September 6, 1930, the ownership was shown as National Broadcasting Company. That's right, NBC.
This has been a presentation of the National Broadcasting Company. WJZ, New York.
By the way, WJZ did not start out broadcasting on 770. It had been on 660, then 760. It wasn't until March 24, 1941 that the move was made to 770, and that was the result of the North American Regional Broadcast Agreement, which reorganized the entire AM dial. A lot of stations moved at that time.
What? Keep it tuned to WJZ at 770. A happy frequency. All night long. All night long we bring you a song. A night of melody. On WJZ. There's a smile upon your dial at 770. WJZ.
In 1942, about the time that that jingle was made, WJZ was under the control of the Blue Network Company. And that's an interesting side story. The history behind that is that the NBC radio network had started in 1926, and it expanded so rapidly that by 1927, they found themselves with an excess of affiliates in the same cities. So it split its programming into two separate networks called the Red and Blue Networks. But after the FCC declared in 1941 that no company could own more than one radio network, NBC sold the Blue Network. They sold it to a guy named Edward J. Noble. He was a millionaire because he was the maker of Lifesavers candy and owner of the Rexall drugstore chain. And he bought it and initially renamed the network the American Broadcasting System. That was in 1943. Just 14 months later, the name was changed to the American Broadcasting Company, Inc., ABC. So now we're getting closer to the letters that we're going to be singing about, although the radio station was still WJZ at this point.
The farmers in the field, the bees in the hive. The hour is five. Good to be alive. Do you dig this kind of jive? Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. The hour is five. The studio clock, it's a certain bet. Has no idea about etiquette. When it tells time, it always points. Probably raised in the wrong kind of joints. Wake yourself up with fluid drive. Have a cup of coffee. The hour is five. Good to be alive. Do you dig this kind of jive? Whoa-ho-ho-ho. The hour is five. WJZ News.
These early WJZ jingles were produced by a firm called Kent Johnson. That was a partnership between Alan Kent, who was an announcer, and Austin Ginger Croom Johnson. Johnson had attended the Royal College of Music in England and worked at the BBC from 1933 till 1936. He was ultimately hired by NBC to be in charge of all their light programming. Kent Johnson was formed in 1938 and created many famous national commercial jingles, including the well-known Pepsi-Cola Hits the Spot campaign.
Pepsi-Cola hits the spot. 12 full ounces, that's a lot. Twice as much for a nickel, too. Pepsi-Cola is the drink for you. Nickel, 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 nickel.
The team of Kent and Johnson produced a lot of jingles for WJZ, many of which aired overnight when the station just played music without any announcers. And if you needed a reminder why it's interesting to listen to these old jingles from a historical standpoint, keep in mind that this was taking place during World War II, and they made a jingle specifically to honor those who were working the third shift, the overnight late shift, in an effort to help America and the Allies win the war.
And now it's 4 o'clock.
Hello. Hour is four. Come on in and shut the door.
Gee, I'm tired, but I don't mind a bit. Night shift work keeps liberty lit.
Darling, I'm awfully proud of you.
Oh, shuck.
Americans have got a job to do. 24 hours a day are working hours for the USA. Respectfully, we dedicate this song to you who work the whole night long. The Axis is listening. Shh. Don't talk. WJZ, New York.
Things started to change when ABC merged with Paramount Pictures. That was in 1953. The station's ownership changed to American Broadcasting Paramount Theaters Incorporated on February 9, 1953, and less than a month later, on March 1, 1953, the call letters WJZ were changed to WABC.
WABC. American Network in New York.
Another important participant in the early jingle scene was a guy named Eric Sade. He was also a musician and arranger and had worked with Ginger Johnson at the BBC. And he joined his staff at NBC. He did a lot of arranging work for Kent Johnson as well. The team of Kent and Johnson split up in 1949, and a short time later, the advertising team of Johnson Sade was formed. Remember, ABC was an outgrowth of the NBC Blue Network, and Johnson had worked at and done jingles for NBC, so there was already a relationship with Johnson in place. That's why in 1957, the team of Johnson Sade was hired to create themes for the ABC network and some of its local stations.
This is WABC.
Tune in all the while, 770 on your dial. WABC.
Everybody whistle now.
So come on in. The music's free, yours musically,
WABC.
By the way, before we go any farther, I want to publicly say thank you to Tracy Carman and Don Warsham, whose efforts through the Media Preservation Foundation made it possible for us to hear some of those early WJZ and WABC jingles. So thanks to them.
On the dial 770, won't you please drive carefully? This is WABC in old New York.
It was December of 1960 when WABC became a top 40 radio station, and obviously the jingles had to change, and change they did. We'll talk about that in our next segment.
John Wolfert, Rewound Radio.
Let's move up now to December of 1960 when WABC finally became a top 40 radio station. A whole new sound, both behind the microphone and in the jingles.
There's fun and excitement throughout the day. 77's colorful way. So stay tuned in through desk and phone, where something's always going on. WABC in New York.
WABC degrees on channel 77 in New York. Number one from the WABC Silver Dollar Survey, Dion Doe, and Run Around Sue.
Here's my story, it's sad but true.
For the first couple of years in the new format, WABC used a variety of jingles from different producers. These were created and produced by Johnny Mann in Los Angeles. For the Richard H. Ullman Company, Ullman was kind of the sales representative for Johnny Mann at that time. This package was recorded in Los Angeles as a custom for WABC.
WABC plays more music, more often. The Swingin' Sound Survey, the Swingin' Sound Survey, with the happiest personalities in town. WABC New York. More music.
More often.
Thank you. Even then, they would often cut these longer jingles into shorter pieces, but they did play the long versions too.
Are you on your way to town, whistling and singing happily? Or only driving round, listening to WABC? No matter where you're going, our sound's alive. On the east side or the west side, drive. Keep your dial at 77 WABC in New York.
Of course, a few years later, Johnny Mann and his Johnny Mann Singers would go on to create several jingle packages for WMCA, the Good Guys, a competitor to WABC. And after that, they, of course, became the sound of the Drake format, the Johnny Mann acapellas, which were heard on WOR-FM. But in this innocent early 60s time, the Johnny Mann sound was on WABC.
Is it gonna be cold? Is it gonna be hot? Is it gonna be raining or not? Stay tuned to WABC and see what the weather is gonna be in New York.
Exciting music. Keep listening to WABC in New York. Channel 77 on your dial.
22 minutes before 5 o'clock, 75 WABC degrees on channel 77 in New York Town, and we got number two for you.
Oh, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Bowman.
You'll notice that WABC was referring to themselves as Channel 77. Many stations did that. KFWB was Channel 98 in Los Angeles, for example. And that was a reaction to everybody being a little bit scared about television. Everybody thought television would take over and radio wouldn't be cool anymore, so radio tried to make itself a little cooler by using the word channel. And speaking of television, it had an influence in another interesting way. From 1958 through 64, there was a very popular show on ABC TV called 77 Sunset Strip. That was the address of a fictional detective agency on the Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, and it had a very memorable theme.
77 Sunset Strip,
77 Sunset Strip.
77 Sunset Strip.
Starring Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
77 Sunset Strip.
And Roger Smith.
77 Sunset Strip.
Co-starring Edward Burns. Produced by Warner Brothers.
Since WABC was, of course, 77, they couldn't resist the idea of having some jingles made that would tie into the theme from the very popular ABC TV show.
77 Radio, 77 Radio, 77 Radio, 77 Radio.
It's New York's first station, exciting and inviting, WABC.
77 Radio, 77 Radio, 77 Radio.
These jingles were produced by Roy Ross in New York. Roy Ross had led several successful dance bands in the 40s and 50s, and then he went on to have a career as a successful arranger and creator of advertising jingles. He also got into radio. He was actually the music director for WMGM for a while, and he created not only these 77 Sunset Strip jingles, but several other packages that were used in the early top 40 days of WABC.
There's always something happening on WABC. It's the right spot, New York's bright spot, sparkling 77, WABC, the sound of New York.
The sensational swinging seven on WABC.
Day and night, WABC, channel 77, the sound of New York.
By the way, shortly before the switch to top 40, WABC had some jingles done in the style of Mitch Miller, of all things.
Please, don't just sit there. Come on and sing.
5 foot two, eyes of blue. Well, what those 5 foot could do? Has anybody seen my girl?
Mitch Miller was an influential guy in American popular music during the 50s and early 1960s. Because he was the head of A&R at Columbia Records, he was a best-selling recording artist, and he had an NBC television series called Sing Along with Mitch. The show was hosted by Mitch and featured a large male chorus singing all kinds of standard tunes with the lyrics presented at the bottom of the screen so you could sing along.
Oh, that beautiful sound of WABC. You can hear the music everyone loves best. Every hour you're a welcome guest. Stay tuned to 77. Oh, that beautiful sound.
I'm told, and I choose to believe it, that those sing-along type jingles were created by Tom Merriman, who at the time was at CRC in Dallas. That's Commercial Recording Corporation. That was one of the early Dallas jingle companies, a competitor to PAM's at the time. And apparently the sing-along series became CRC Series 15. So it's not clear to me whether they actually went to New York and used the Mitch Miller singers for real, or whether they just did jingles in the Mitch Miller style. Either way, it sounded exactly like Sing Along with Mitch and didn't make any sense at all on this radio station now that it was top 40.
That happy, happy station is WABC. Dial 77. New Yorkers know us
So, what about PAMS? Well, ever since WABC first went top 40 in 1960, Bill Meeks, the owner and founder of PAMS in Dallas, tried to sell jingles to WABC. Didn't succeed, although PAMS did have other clients in New York City through the years. PAMS had done some jingles for WINS, WINS, and also WMGM. But in 1962, PAMS finally got to do a package for WABC, which began a relationship that lasted 12 years. We'll talk about that in the next segment.
John Wolfert on Rewind Radio.
Well, it's time to talk about PAMS, P-A-M-S. PAMS was a jingle producer in Dallas, Texas. What did those letters mean?
Production, advertising, merchandising service. Just needed a name and came up with it.
That was the voice of William B. Meeks, better known as Bill Meeks. He started PAMS in 1951, and he hired me 20 years later. PAMS was originally set up as an advertising agency, and they specialized in making commercial jingles, musical commercials, for local and regional advertisers. But Bill had worked with Gordon McClendon at KLIF in the late 40s, where they had started making jingles for the radio station. Tom Merriman was also at KLIF at this time. It was really the birthplace of the Dallas jingle idea. During the 50s, though, Bill transitioned PAMS to focus more on producing radio station ID jingles. And by the 60s, that was the company's specialty, and their sound became the sound of top 40 radio stations across the nation. And without a doubt, beginning in 1962, PAMS created some of WABC's most memorable jingles.
Contempo, take 137.
77 WABC.
That jingle, which is called the Contempo Sig from PAMS Series 18, went on the air in 1962. The station immediately adopted it as their top of the hour jingle, coming out of the news to start another hour of programming. And that jingle remained in use in that capacity for the rest of the decade. Loyal fans will remember it a little better with Dan Ingram's voiceover at the beginning of it.
More music on
77 WABC.
PAMS' first sale to WABC in 1962 was not a custom project. It was a collection of cuts from existing syndicated jingle packages that had been produced by PAMS between the years 1960 and 1962. So, if you're keeping score at home, that first order included jingles from PAMS Series 14, 15, 16, 18, 22, and 23.
This is 77 WABC, where you're hearing things,
where you're hearing things.
Get up and go, 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 everybody, bet you're feeling great today. Get up, make that dough, we're with you all the way. 77 WABC. 77
WABC.
WABC. WABC.
Speaking of in New York, one interesting feature of these jingles is that the vocals were recorded in New York, not in Dallas. The music tracks, of course, were recorded in Dallas. And ordinarily, if a station was to buy some of these jingles, they would be sung in Dallas. But WABC was a very unionized station. All of the announcers belonged to AFTRA, and all the engineers belonged to NABET. And part of the station's agreement with AFTRA is that they would not employ non-union talent to be on the air. While most of the singers in Dallas were not AFTRA members at that time, they didn't have to be because they sang and worked in Texas, which is a right-to-work state anyway. But ABC didn't want to take any chances of getting into a union hassle with AFTRA. So they said, okay, PAMS, we'll buy those jingles, but you have to sing them with a vocal group in New York. And that's exactly what happened. PAMS brought a tape containing the music tracks up to New York, hired some of the best session singers in New York at the time, and recorded these jingles there. These are unstacked New York vocals.
77 WABC.
A majority of the jingles in this initial compilation came from a package called Sono-Sational, otherwise known as PAMS Series 18. And Series 18 was the first jingle package ever to introduce an effect called Sonovox. Sonovox is a way to make a sound or an instrument appear to be talking or singing. Here's Bill Meeks again explaining the initial concept behind some of the jingles in Series 18.
The whole idea, my idea was that people would be listening to the radio and they would hear the band introduction or they'd hear steel guitar or some instrument actually playing the logo of the station. They'd say, gee, did I hear that guitar talk? Or was that something talked? But actually, over the years that we recorded it, it finally became a more of a sound in its that people identified with the Sonovox, rather than the original idea of it sounding like a flute or a guitar talking, or we had a piano talking on some of the very first ones, and they were very difficult to redo. Anyway, Series 18 was quite a success.
77 WABC.
You have to remember that nobody had ever heard anything quite like this before, and the whole idea of instruments singing the call letters WABC made a lot of listeners think, what was that? Am I hearing things? Which is why several of the jingles incorporated those words as a little double entendre.
You're hearing things.
You're hearing things.
On 77 WABC.
Aside from the attention-getting novelty of it, another reason there were so many Sonovox cuts in that first package was because the Sonovox didn't have to be a member of AFTRA, because the Sonovox wasn't a singer, the Sonovox was an effect. So the Sonovox jingles could be produced in Dallas the way they normally would be at PAMS, and the station wouldn't have to pay those rather high union singer rates for those jingles.
77 WABC.
As I mentioned earlier, PAMS had done some jingles for other New York stations before they got the WABC account. Included in that list of stations was WMGM. Some of the WMGM jingles had also been sung in New York, but with a slightly different sounding group, including this jingle from PAMS Series 16. Which made it a bit curious when this appeared on WABC.
WABC.
That's certainly not the first or the last time that a jingle would appear on more than one station in a market. A lot of the PAMS jingles and the JAM jingles for WABC later appeared on WCBS-FM and some other stations as well. That's why jingle packages are typically licensed to a radio station for a particular period of time instead of in perpetuity. And as long as you only have your jingle on one station at a time, everybody's usually happy.
Here's yours truly, 77 WABC, with the weather.
All right, here's the story from Peter the Meter Reader and his weather machine and our TV weather girl, Fat Pontoon. Come here, Fat, give me the weather.
I'm coming, Dan. I'm coming. Had to run up the stairs again. The elevator's broken.
Still, huh?
Yeah, I got in it and I went right to the basement.
Well, you weigh a lot. Here's the forecast. Sunny and mild this afternoon. High in the upper 50s to low 60s. How about that?
As you can probably hear, the DJs enjoyed using these jingles.
WABC, Action Central News.
News first, fast. News 5 minutes sooner on WABC, AM and FM, New York.
The ABC Radio Network continued to use the package of themes and sounders that Johnson Sade had produced for them in the late 50s. That news sounder stayed on the air until the end of 1967. Well, by now you probably know what that melody is trying to tell you, even without any words. That, of course, is the whole idea. So let's talk about that melody for a minute, because that was the other major turning point in the history of WABC's jingles. The melody that was used for 77 WABC was actually inspired by a song.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so.
That's the great Ella Fitzgerald singing her rendition of Manhattan, sometimes known as We'll Have Manhattan. This was a song that was written by the team of Rogers and Hart. That's Richard Rogers and Lorenz Hart. They wrote it for a 1925 review called Garrick Gaieties. The lyrics of the song actually describe simple delights of Manhattan for a young couple in love. Of course, the joke is that the so-called delights are actually some of the worst or cheapest sights that New York has to offer. So it's really a song about what you can do in Manhattan when you have no money. But WABC did have enough money to pay for the rights to the song. They actually paid Rogers and Hart thousands of dollars a year for a long time to be able to use that distinctive melody. And that melody is still being used by WABC today, 57 years later.
77 WABC, New York Radio.
In the earliest days, the WABC disc jockeys were known as the Swingin' Seven from 77. That didn't really catch on. Then they tried to be the Good Guys, but they only promoted it half-heartedly. And then WMCA decided to just steal it from them and really, really promote it. So WABC needed something else to call their DJs. They settled on the phrase the All-Americans, because it was the American Broadcasting Company, after all. They figured nobody else would steal that from them. And that required a new jingle package. We'll be talking about that coming up.
John Wolfert, Rewound Radio.
We are exploring the jingle history of WABC Radio in New York, and we've arrived at the year 1963.
Let's swing with the All-Americans on 77 WABC.
This was another turning point for WABC. They decided that their air staff would be called the All-Americans. And of course, they wanted to reinforce that with a jingle package. So this time they asked PAMS to do a custom package. But it almost didn't happen. Bill Meeks explains.
Series 26 was the All-American series, which was an idea that I wasn't too sure of. When WABC said they wanted to go with the All-American, I asked them, Wally Schwartz, if I could have a day to make up my mind as to whether or not I wanted to do it. So the next morning when I got there, I made up my mind I did, and he said that it's a good thing that I'd made up my mind that way, because that's the way they were going, whether it was with me or somebody else. And so the only hesitancy I'd ever had was that there had been one of these overnight cheap bus routes called the All-American Bus Route, and I thought that everybody probably had a bad image of it or something.
77 WABC, All-American.
Luckily, PAMS did decide to join the All-American team.
The greatest team in the world.
You!
And 77 WABC, All-American.
All-American Series 26 was another jingle package that was sung in New York with the New York singers, just like the 1962 package the year before. But of course, when PAM sent out demonstration tapes of these jingles to other stations to try and sell them in other markets, they used the Dallas vocals on the demo because those were the people who were going to sing it for the rest of the country.
You're on your mark. Get set.
Hardcore WABC fans may recognize the end of that jingle as the tag from the weekly Super Hit Rundown promo.
This week, WABC proudly presents these Super Hit sounds. Roy Orbison. The Shangri-Las.
Leader of the pack.
Manfred Mann.
Singing.
Chad Stewart and Jeremy Clyde.
I'll think of summer days again.
The Supremes. Plus dozens of other top stars in continuing entertainment presented by the All-Americans. More minutes of the music you want to hear are on
77 WABC.
This package was actually a combination of tracks. Some of them were done specifically for WABC. Others had been done for sister station WXYZ in Detroit.
Smile every day
with 77 WABC, All-American.
You'll notice that this package not only had a lyrical theme, All-American, it also had a musical theme. There was a consistent use of this melody to represent the words All-American. And you can clearly hear that music theme used in the trailing bed of this jingle.
77 WABC turns to gold. Your world looks great from 77 WABC.
I gotta say, that jingle never sounded better than on this day in 1964 when thousands of screaming teenage Beatle fans sang along with it live on the air as they were standing in the street outside the Beatles Hotel, each listening to WABC on their own transistor radio, just hoping to get a glimpse of the Fab Four. And if anybody ever tries to tell you that radio station jingles don't work, just play them this.
That's pretty good. You think they could do it a little louder this time if we play a different jingle for them?
Yeah, they'll try it again. They're all great. Right. We love them.
Let's go with another jingle.
Let's
for the
go
crowd.
With another one, Dan.
Your world looks great from 77 WABC.
That's almost good enough. One more time with another
beautiful
jingle. One more time with another
one
jingle, all right?
Time.
So clearly the arrival of the Beatles had a big impact on WABC and the whole world. WABC really cashed in on it, though, calling themselves WA Beatles-C for a while. And they had Pams make some special Beatle-ish jingles to play in front of Beatle Records.
It's time to hear a brand new Beatles hit. Coming at you from 77 WABC. Just for you.
Hello, I'm John. I'm Bob. I'm George. I'm Ringo. We love WABC.
The Beatles Spectacular is really moving. Woo! On 77 WABC.
The All-American jingles were good, but that phrase never really caught on with the audience. And besides, Rick Sklar, the program director, didn't think that they really had enough energy to represent the station. So, at the end of 1963, Pams embarked on a new custom package for WABC. It became Series 27, The Jet Set.
77 WABC.
Yes, jet travel was still a bit of a novelty in those days, and this package combined an all-male vocal group singing in unison with sound effects and everything they could think of to add action to the station's sound.
77 WABC, where the action is.
But this package also had another secret weapon. Again, from a conversation we had in 1972, here's Bill Meeks to explain.
Series 27 was the jet set, which utilized an Indian girl. Her real name, her Indian name, is Bright Eyes Long Knife, and her name is Rutherford now, Glennie Wartis Rutherford. But at any rate, she had a real high range, and we voiced her with the trumpet players. And she would be screaming along an octave higher than the brass or in the same range with them or up high to give it a very fast, exciting sound. If you'll notice the orchestration in it, there are no baritones, no bass trombones or anything in the lower range. It's all up high except for the rhythm. The bass player was to be kept unencumbered and uncluttered so you could really get the movement of the series.
Stay this weekend where the music is. Saturday, Sunday, WABC.
These jingles really did give WABC and the hundreds of other stations who bought them around the world a unique, exciting sound.
Oh, it's a lovely day in New York town.
In New York City, we entertain you. So plan your weekend with music and us.
Hi there, Kimo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram, reminding you that everything you want to hear this weekend is at 77 on your radio dial. The hotline of hits. All the great music from the WABC Super Hit Survey, introduced by the All-Americans of Radio, Herb Oscar Anderson, Bob Dayton, Scott Muni, Cousin Bruce Morrow, Charlie Greer, Bob Lewis, and yours truly, Dan Ingram.
The hairy one with the big feet.
Plus, news as it happens, weather before it happens, all the late sports scores, road reports of traffic conditions, and our expanded coastal reports for all skippers out there. WABC is such great listening. Tune 77 Radio every Saturday and Sunday all summer long. Remember, the weekend swing too on 77 Radio WABC.
Your weekend fun,
yeah,
never ends on Saturday, Sunday, WABC.
The number one sound in New York, baby. Do you love me? You know it.
The super hit sound of 77 WABC with the hotline of hits.
A lot of stations used this as a news intro, and unfortunately, the news wasn't always good.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special bulletin from ABC Radio.
Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade today in downtown Dallas, Texas.
And at that exact moment, on November 22, 1963, musicians were in the studio at Pam's working on the tracks to Series 27. And I'm told that when they broke for lunch and heard what was going on, everyone was stunned and nobody returned to work that day.
WABC.
Our WABC jingle history continues in the next file, part 2.